natural environment. Protecting our precious natural environment lies at the heart of the Liberal Democrat approach. Everyone should be able to enjoy open green spaces, clean blue rivers, and the beauty of Britain's coast. The UK is facing a nature crisis. One in six species are threatened with extinction from Britain. Air pollution claims tens of thousands of lives every year and costs the NHS billions. The government's own Office for Environmental Protection has rebuked the Conservatives for falling far short of the action needed. The Conservatives are using Brexit as an opportunity to erode previously high environmental standards. Nowhere is the Conservatives' lack of care for the environment clearer than the national sewage scandal. They are letting water company bosses get away with paying themselves millions of pounds in bonuses while dumping millions of tons of raw sewage into our rivers, lakes, and coastal areas. Just one in seven of England's rivers are in good ecological health, and every single one is below chemical pollution standards. Liberal Democrats have a bold plan to restore the UK's natural environment and will give everyone access to a clean and healthy natural world. We will end the sewage scandal by transforming water companies into public benefit companies, banning bonuses for water bosses until discharges and leaks end, and replacing Ofwat with a tough new regulator with new powers to prevent sewage dumps. Set meaningful and binding targets to stop the decline of our natural environment and double nature by 2050, doubling the size of the protected area network, doubling the area of most important wildlife habitats, doubling the abundance of species, and doubling woodland cover by 2050. Plant at least 60 million trees a year, helping to restore woodland habitats, increase the use of sustainable wood in construction, and reach net zero. Pass a Clean Air Act based on World Health Organization guidelines enforced by a new air quality agency. Strengthen the Office for Environmental Protection and provide more funding to the Environment Agency and Natural England to help protect our environment and enforce environmental laws. In addition, we will tackle the national scandal of sewage-polluted rivers, waterways, and beaches, and make water companies work for people by introducing a sewage tax on water company profits, enforcing existing laws to ensure that the storm overflows only function in exceptional circumstances, setting legally binding targets to prevent sewage dumping into bathing waters and highly sensitive nature sites by 2030. Embracing nature-based solutions to tackle the problem of sewage dumping. Strengthening the powers of local authorities to monitor the health of our rivers, lakes, and coastlines, restore our natural environment, and tackle climate change. Introducing a Blue Corridor program for rivers, streams, and lakes to ensure clean and healthy water, and setting new Blue Flag standards. Improving the quantity and quality of bathing waters and sensitive nature sites with more regular and robust testing of water quality. Giving local environmental groups a place on water companies' boards. Introducing a single social tariff for water rates to help eliminate water poverty within the next Parliament. Implementing Schedule 3 of the Flood and Water Management Act to require sustainable drainage systems in new developments. Mandating all water companies to publish accessible real-time data on any sewage they dump. Ensure everyone has access to a healthy natural environment regardless of where they live by significantly increasing the amount of accessible green space, including protecting up to 1 million acres, completing the coastal path, exploring a right to roam for waterways, and creating a new designation of national nature parks. Passing a new Environmental Rights Act, recognising everyone's human right to a healthy environment and guaranteeing access to environmental justice. Making sure that the UK has the highest environmental standards in the world. Protecting at least 30% of our land and sea areas by 2030 for nature's recovery. Working together with our European neighbours to tackle the nature crisis, including applying to join the European Environment Agency. hold businesses to account for their responsibility to the environment by introducing a general duty of care for the environment as set out in Chapter 4, requiring large businesses to publish transition plans to become nature positive across their activities and supply chains, introducing nature-related financial disclosure requirements for large businesses, make planning work for our natural environment and ensure that developers pay their fair share by ensuring new developments result in significant net gain for biodiversity with up to 100% net gain for large developments, introducing a strategic land and sea use framework to effectively balance competing demands on all land and oceans, empowering local nature recovery strategies to identify a new wild belt for nature's recovery, create a nature positive economy, tackle plastic pollution and waste, and get Britain recycling by introducing a deposit return scheme for food and drink bottles and containers, working with the devolved administrations to ensure consistency across the UK, learning the lessons from the difficulties with the Scottish scheme, aiming for the complete elimination of non-recyclable single-use plastics within 3 years and replacing them with affordable alternatives, working to protect 30% of the world's oceans by 2030 through the UN High Seas Treaty, and finalising a global plastics treaty to cut plastic pollution worldwide, setting an ambition of ending plastic waste exports by 2030. Ensure that nature-based solutions form a critical part of our strategy to tackle climate change by restoring our peatlands as a carbon store and banning the use of horticultural peat and the routine burning of heather on peatlands, protecting and enhancing our temperate rainforest, creating and restoring habitats like salt marshes, mudflats and seagrass meadows to guard against coastal flooding and erosion and absorb carbon emissions. Tackle greenwashing by introducing new blue carbon and soils carbon standards that are properly enforced and accredited. Working with international partners to fight deforestation around the world. Creating a real network of marine protected areas, ensuring that they're fully protected from damaging and destructive activities, protecting and restoring blue carbon and ensuring climate resilience at sea. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.